my beautiful humans. This is Armania, and you are in Armania's crazy world, where I will be talking to you about leadership, about health, mental health, and about self-care. So if you are interested, please follow me. I'll be posting every week, and I'm here waiting for you. Thank you. Hi, my name is Armania, and welcome to Armania's crazy world. Lately, I have been questioning how many of you, just like me, struggle with memory loss. I am fairly young, and normally I would assume that losing my memory should happen when I'm older. But I have come to notice that constantly I forget things, such as where I left my keys, where I put my umbrella, did I close the door, and sometimes even where the spot I left my car in. Anyways, missing appointments, meeting, classes, small objects is kind of normal for me at this point. And I decided to investigate a little. I was surprised to find out that some of the things that might cause my memory issues are things such as unhealthy habits, like eating food without the right nutritional values, live a sedentary, high-risk life, problem a little bit, and discover that some of the causes that actually with fatigue, stress, depression, having a lack of ability to focus because of that also it's common to be seen. And I also have found out that especially in women, hormonal changes in women such as estrogen can play an important role in the brain, and it appears to be significant when it comes to memories. If estrogen levels drop and become unbalanced in comparison to other hormones in the body, it may cause memory problems. Of course, there's also issues such as drug and alcohol that can also have a big impact on how your brain holds on to memories. This is too scientific and complicated, and it makes me think, well, I heard that elephant can remember something from 10 years ago. So does that mean that my brain is not as good as an elephant's brain? And are animals smarter than me? Well, I came to find out that what we consider memory, it's not necessarily the same thing on animals that it is for humans. Are animals smarter than me? Well, probably not. But I should probably start taking care of myself a little bit better. Some things that can actually help improve memory loss are practicing some relaxation exercise, just meditation, breathing exercise, drink plenty of water, have a healthy diet, limit the intake of alcohol, tobacco, or like any drugs. Try to sleep at least 7 to 8 hours. Actually, it's important to sleep up to 9 hours based on who's currently experiencing these kind of symptoms, since it is also important for females to actually sleep a little bit longer than men, because when females hit the age of 30, the hormone estrogen drops drastically in our body, and this can also represent one of the reasons why we are struggling with memory loss. Apparently, estrogen has a big impact on the hippocampus, which is part of the brain that actually is in charge to process and storage what we consider our memories. And it's starting to actually affect your daily activities and how you perform your jobs and follow with your responsibilities. It's important to contact a neurologist. If you're starting to self-isolate, if you stopped doing the hobbies, if you stop doing the hobbies that you actually enjoy, I cannot stop thinking that I say hobbits, like, you know, the Lord of the Ring. Anyways, going back, If it's starting to change who you are as a person and how you interact with the people that are around you, it also makes it difficult for you to have a coherent conversation. And if you are not having consistent sleep, please consider going to a doctor. Yeah, that was a lot of scientific things that can be a little bit boring. But waking up, getting ready for work, and then you have no idea where the keys are for you to get into your car, make it on time, can have a big impact in your career and also on securing the life of your loved ones and the way that you provide for them, such as your kids, or even if you don't have anyone that you provide for and you're just providing for yourself. People will consider you less reliable if you are consistently arriving late just because you forgot where to put your keys. Try to work on creating a routine. That way, it can help you remember or create a pattern in your brain that you understand where things are at all times, so you don't have to think about it and it actually becomes part of a habit, such as placing the keys in a specific area, putting your shoes in a specific place, and having a 5-step checkup before you leave the house, such as make sure you have your keys, make sure you have water that you can drink throughout the day, ensure to drink your vitamins before you leave, make sure you have gas to make it to work, and do not forget to grab your purse, wallet, or a bag of any kind that you might require to have at work. I know it can be a struggle, but I promise you got this. And like I said before, if you are struggling to the point that it's actually very challenging to keep up with these routines that you are currently planning on in order to better yourself, please consider seeing a doctor. It can be a neurologist, it can also be a therapist, because sometimes it's just our emotions that can be out of place based on how much stress we are currently experiencing on the current phase of our lives. Well, and after saying all of that, I just wanted to say, please send me your feedback and also subscribe, and I'll be posting next week. It's a pleasure to meet all of you, and you know, treat others the way they wish to be respected, not the way that you think they wish to be treated. Bye.